where comfort exceeds expectations.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolts, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolts app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Well, it will be Silent Springs ball to start this second half as the Mountain Home leads 33-28. Silent Springs will be moving left to right here in the second half. Pettit will inbound it on the near sideline, gets into Perkins, and we are underway. Perkins did cross the timeline, Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes to Pettit, now up top now to Wakefield. Over to Lashley on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Spencer Lashley now with 9 points, and that cuts Mountain Home's lead to a deuce. 33-31 our score. Here's Ben back for the Bombers. Finds Bashir's in the left corner. Up to Cruz on the wing. Up top to Benton once again. Finds Cruz down the paint. He's going into the lane for the layup, or they're going to call. They're going to wave that basket off and call him for an offensive foul. That is Luke Cruz's second personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. 33 seconds into this third quarter as Silent Springs gets the ball back with a chance to tie or take the lead back. Perkins across the timeline, gives it to Pettit. Over the floor is on the left wing. Now up top to Lashley. Lashley dribbles toward the right side. He has the ball knocked away from him, now gives out to Flores. To keep possession, back over to Lashley on the left wing. Down to Flores in the corner. Flores is going to take the screen, pull up for the three, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Wakefield. He can't get the foul to go, and this time Waymar gets a board for the Bombers. Back comes Mountain Home. Here is Benton into the front court. Silent Springs once again in that 3-2 zone. Ball goes up top to Bashir's, back over to Benton. Cross court to Peters on the right side, up top to Bashir's, back over to Benton. He has the ball knocked away from him, is able to keep possession of it though. Here is Bashir's with it once again. Finds Waymar on the low block. He's going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he draws the foul. Waymar will go back to the line for another three-point play. With 6:35 left to play in the third quarter, that foul is called on Tyler Pettit. That is his second personal foul, team foul number one against Silent Springs here on the second half. So Waymar with another opportunity for an and one, and he gets it. He now has 17 points. It's a 5-point lead once again for Mountain Home. 36-31 is our score. A little over six and a half minutes left in this third quarter, and Perkins pass is knocked away by Bashir's. Back comes Mountain Home after the steal. Here's Benton with it in the front court. He has it on the right wing, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Peters. Now goes cross court to Bashir's. His pass to Waymar. He couldn't handle it for a moment, but he is able to get it back. Goes up for the shot. No good. Offensive rebound by Waymar. Puts up his own follow-up off the glass and in. David Waymar with 19 points. 38-31. Mounts home on top. 6 minutes left in this third quarter. Here is Perkins. Behind the back pass to Wakefield. His shot no good in the paint, but he draws plenty of contact and will head to the free throw line with 5:57 left in the period. I believe they're going to get Waymire with that foul. Nope, I take that back. They're going to get Colton Peters with that foul. That's his third personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers here in the second half. So Jacob Wakefield at the free throw line, where so far he's 0 of 1, make it 1 for 2 as he hits this first free throw on this trip. He now has 6 points. One more free throw for Wakefield. Misses the second. Offensive rebound by Lashley there in the paint. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it back to Wakefield on the low block. His shot was blocked by Waymar. He gets the ball back, though, and his pass to Perkins was knocked away, stolen by Benton. Back comes Mountain Home. Benton in the front court. He has the ball on the left side, gives it to Beshears. Now to back to Waymire, back over to Beshears, up to Benton. Benton going into the lane. His pass to Cruz was knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Siloam Springs, and it will be Mountain Home keeping possession on the baseline. Colton Peters will check out of the game as he's replaced by Baylor Cresilius with 5:34. Let's play in the third quarter. It is a six-point Mountain Home lead. 38-32 is our score. Cruz takes the inbound pass to the top. He's going towards the lane. Now kicks out to Cresilius in the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing, gives it to Beshears, over to Benton. Benton dribbling toward the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. Not a good-looking shot there. Rebound controlled by Flores. He's quickly back the other way for Siloam Springs. He finds Pettit in the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound offensively for Perkins. He puts it back up off the glass and in. Murphy Perkins with 8 points. 38-34, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here is Benton across the half-court stripe for the Bombers. Tries to give to Cruz. He can't handle the pass. Cresilius tried to save it in, but he throws it right back out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home turning it over with 4:53 left, and Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. Again, 4:53, let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home is up on Siloam Springs 38-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Seniors and their families often struggle with decline in thinking and ability to perform daily tasks. Depression and anxiety frequently make things worse. Well, North Central Arkansas has an excellent resource to help. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they may help. 870-508-6400. BaxterRegional.org.
What if I told you you could go to college and save money? At ASU Mountain Home, you can get a great education and save a lot of money. ASU Mountain Home is less than half the cost of four-year schools. Tons of grants and scholarships are awarded every year. No matter what you want to study, there's a scholarship for you. But here's the thing. You've got to apply. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss out on 100% of the scholarships you don't apply for. Go to college. Save money. Apply at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
4:53 left to play in the third quarter. Siloam Springs with the ball coming out of the Mountain Home timeout. The Bombers lead 38-34. Here's Perkins into the front court. Drills to the left side. Now gives it to Lashley. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Waymeyer. He'll throw it to Benton, who brings it into the front court. Again in the 3-2 zone for Siloam Springs. Ball goes over to Beshears. Back up top to Benton. Once again to Beshears. Once again to Benton. Goes down in the right corner to Cresilius. Tries to give it to Waymeyer. Ball is knocked away by Siloam Springs. It goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will inbound it on the far sideline right in front of their own bench. 4:24 left in the third quarter. Again, a four-point lead for the Bombers. Cresilius inbounds it to Benton. Tries to give it to Waymeyer. Ball is knocked away, stolen by Flores, and back comes Siloam Springs. He throws it into the front court to Perkins. He puts it up off the glass and in. Mountain Home's lead is cut to 2, 38-36. A little over 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Perkins now double figures with 10 points. Beshears has it on the left side. Goes it to Benton. Back to Beshears. Once again to Benton. Beshears has it once again. Over to Benton once again on the right side. Down to Cresilius in the corner. Gives it to Cruz in the paint. He's going in for the layup off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound for Waymeyer. He gets the follow-up up and in. David Waymeyer now with 21 points. 40-36, Mountain Home leading it. 3:40 left in the third quarter. Here is Lashley back the other way, going into the lane for the reverse layup. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Cresilius. He throws it to Ben, who brings it into the front court. He has the ball on the left wing. Loses the handle of it, but gets it back. Gives it to Cresilius. Now to Beshears. To Cruz on the low block. He puts it up off the glass and in. Luke Cruz now with 7 points. 42-36, Bombers on top. 3:20 left in the third quarter. Here is Perkins into the front court for the Panthers. Gives it to Flores on the left side. Finds a cutting Perkins going into the lane for the layup. He can't get it to go, and the rebound is controlled by Waymeyer. Here's Benton quickly into the front court for the Bombers. Drills towards the top, gives it to Beshears. His pass to Cresilius was knocked away by the Panthers, and Mounts Home will keep possession as they will inbound on the near sideline with 3:04 left. Colton Peters will check out of the game, replacing Talon Benton. And Diego Flores and Jacob Wakefield will check out of the game for Siloam Springs, as will Spencer Lashley. They're replaced by Marquand Sorrells. Thad Wright, and I missed who else. Okay, it was also Jordan Stewart who checked in as well. Here's Bashir's with it, throwing it to Peters. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and good! Hunter Bashir's, sorry, that was Colton Peters that was with the three-pointer. That is, he now has 6 points. Pass to Pettit. He loses the handle of it, but is able to get it back. He'll throw it to Wright up the top. Wright will pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound by Sorrells. He throws it out to Pettit. Pettit dribbles into the paint. Now kicks it up top to Sorrells. Over to Stewart on the right side. Picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to... Miss who that was. That was Perkins in the corner. Throws it back to Stewart. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Jordan Stewart with 6 points off the bench. 49-35, Bombers leading it. Ball goes up top to Peters. Over to Bashir's on the right side. Back to Peters. And he's going to pull up for another three. No good. And the ball will go out of bounds. And Salem Springs will get it back with 1:55 left to play in the third quarter. Jackson Norberg will check into the game for Salem Springs as Tyler Pettit will head to the bench. 1:55 left again in this third quarter is a 6-point advantage for the Bombers. Luke Dibble will check in at the next available time as Perkins walks into the front court. Drills toward the free throw line. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Wright on the right wing. Wright dribbling into the paint. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Stewart. He can't get the follow to go, and this time Peters gets the rebound for the Bombers. 90 seconds left in this third quarter. Peters into the front court, gives it to Bashir's. Back to up top to Peters. Once again to Bashir's. Down to Cresselius in the right corner. Now throws it up top to Peters. Back to Cresselius. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the corner. In and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Peters offensively. He's going to drill back out on the wing and reset the offense. He throws it to Bashir's up at the top. Bashir's gives it down to Cruz in the paint. He's going to go up for the jumper. Good. Luke Cruz now with 9 points. And it's a 8-point lead for Mountain Home. 47-39 is the score with 53 seconds left in the third quarter. Here's Perkins on the right wing. Dribbles towards the corner, gives it there to Wright. He dribbles out to the wing, up top to Sorrells now. Sorrells going into the paint, now kicks out to Perkins in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Waymire, and back comes Mountain Home. Peters will take his time walking the ball into the front court, and they may, looks like they're going to hold for the last shot of the quarter. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Peters with the ball between the circles. He's still just dribbling out there. 15 seconds left. Now it's starting to be defended a little stronger. He goes to Waymire on the low block. He puts it up off the glass. No good. And rebound tipped out to Peters. Finds Waymire on the low block, and he is fouled on the low block. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline with 3.8 seconds left in the third quarter. That foul is on Thad Wright, his third personal foul, team foul number two against Salem Springs. Luke Cruz checking out of the game as he's replaced by Luke Dibble for Salem Springs. Perkins and Wright will both check out as they're replaced by Flores. And I miss who else came into the game. Bashir gets into Dibble. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. His shot was blocked, but draws contact and will go to the line for three free throws with 1.6 seconds left. Marquand Sorrells picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against Salem Springs here in the second half. So Luke Dibble at the free throw line for three shots. These will be his first free throw attempts of the night. First free throw for Dibble. Good. He gets at least one more, and it'll be a double-digit lead for the Bombers. Second shot for Dibble. No good. He has one more opportunity to increase Mount Holmes' lead to 10. Third shot for Dibble. It's good. He gets two or three on that trip. He now has his first 2 points. And Flores quickly takes the inbound pass, goes up for the shot at the half court, can't get it to go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 49-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is coming soon, with deals across every department. That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25.